Hello there and welcome to a strange extra episode of the cast. This morning you will have listened to Neverwinter Nights. Do you also get this one? So we're playing Bobble. B-O with the thingies on top of it. B-L. It is an NES game that apparently is free. And I've actually never heard this before. I kind of love this music. Okay, so basically, this is a Metroid. This music's amazing. Hold on, I gotta turn it down in my earphones. This music's amazing. So this is a Metroidvania as a bubble, and I'll have a link to the download in the show notes. This is also part of a collaboration project where multiple people are doing this at the same time. So, and I don't know how long this game is. We'll play for about 30 or so minutes, and we'll call it. But we start off with this bubble, and we have one ability, because it's an NES game, so you only have two buttons, A, B, and up, down, left, right. I think select is a button as well, maybe. I don't know what my select button is. But our first move is this, like, dive down move. So we're in this pool of water, and there's an obstacle in front of us, a tower wall thing, and we dive down underneath it. Easy peasy, first screen done. First screen done, and I immediately run into a wall. So if you touch any obstacles, you're dead in this game. So I've made it past the first screen again, and this screen is a little weirder. It has a tower down, so we got to sink down, and then it looks like some things we have to hop over. So I'm going to hold my thing down, hop over it. We're playing with a keyboard. We just hit a bell. This area is tower down, two towers up. And the bell, I think, allows us to respawn. Oh, what does the bell do? Bell allows us to respawn. Okay. And we just died twice in a row. All right, so we're going to jump over the second obstacle. We made it to screen three, and this is a giant, beautiful NES-style waterfall. And we went into some sort of underground section, and there's a pillar to our right that we cannot dive deep enough to get into, so let's head to the left. And in true Metroid fashion, we have what looks to be the morph ball on a pedestal. We're going to swim over to it, and we gained the dive deeper, go deeper ability. So this grants us about another couple inches. We just death warp out of the area, and let's go past the first obstacle, which is the lower gate. There's another bell in this room, and two obstacles in front of us, so we're going to hop over these two obstacles. And we did that, no problem. This is a empty room with three beautiful frog-looking frog waterfalls. And the next room is this giant room with an up arrow set. Okay, and now we have some challenges to do. So we got to go up to the left. So we're jumping up to the left, and we're out of that puddle. Now we have a little pool area that we got to jump into, and it looks like if we hold down all the way in this next area, we'll actually break our bubble. So we can't do that. So we're going to just slowly but surely work our way through it. We got through it, no problem. Same with this next area. Oh no! No! Okay, so the next area is kind of hard. So if you go down and then immediately hop back up, you actually jump too high and it actually breaks the bubble. So we don't want to do that. We just want to go down just a little bit. Oh, okay. Down just a little bit. There we go. All right, we've made it through the second part. This is really a game you need to see visually to get, but it looks like pretty fun. So we got two obstacles. We found another bell. So we're going down again, and we're up a giant area, and it looks like we need to go to the right now. Oh no, I died! Let's try again. Up, and over, and up, and over, and now we're in this rapids thing that is just pushing, and we can't go back against the rapids. And we found a bell. I wonder what's on. So the far right, we've got some stuff. There's a waterfall there. What if we need to touch that waterfall? I don't want to touch that waterfall. Let's go up. What's up? Up is an area we can't get to now. There's also an area to our left we could probably get to, but I'm not going to go there. There was also an area to our right. Just hit a wall, by the way, that we can hit. So let's hit the area to our right and see what's over there. There's a pipe in there that takes us up and around, and we're out. We jump over and we drop down a giant hole. Oh no, we can't go there yet. We need something to be able to break blocks. So we can't break blocks yet. So let's go up and see what we get up here. And go up. And there's something to our left here. Nothing to our left. We can't go to our left. Oh, can we go down that there? Hold on. There is a down waterfall that looks like we can touch. We can touch it. And it takes us to a new area with a new bell. We grab the bell. And this new area, I'm not really explaining the area too well, but it's like a shallow pool and with some vines, really pretty vines. And there's this like really shallow pool we have to figure out how to jump out of. So remember, we can't jump. So we're going to go down, up. We made it over. We hit a bell. No problems. We got to dive down underneath a pillar and perfectly timed. No problems. We're just being taken by rapids off. And that was easy peasy. So let's go to our left and see what's over here. I love the sound of my characters rushing into the water. It's like rush, 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 rush. Ooh, what this? Okay, we got another bell and there's another piping system. We're just entering pipes right now. It's just pipes. Pipes all the way down. Pipes all the way up, all the way down. Oh, we got another rapids. What's down here in this rapids? Ooh, okay, a puzzle. Ooh, a black ball. Okay, let's see if we can't figure out a way to get that black ball. So, there's a piping maze in front of me, and I don't think that's right. I don't think that's the right way. Let's, I gotta think about how I'm doing this. There's two directions we can go, and all of them suck. Let's go down. I went down the middle pipe on the right-hand side in the room. So if you're playing along, you definitely know. And we got the iron ball, no limits. And now we can touch one thing while we're in the iron ball form. So let's jump. Boom, 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 boom. We broke the blocks. We can break blocks now. Awesome. And we just took another pipe out. All right, we're back in the underground section. We're in this long waterfall section. And, okay, cool beans. We hit another bell. And we're just going to bounce across these platforms. We made it to another bell. Immediately died, so you could tell how this is going. Oh my goodness. Death 2. Let's see if we can't jump over this. All right, cool. All right, we made it. With the bounce, that's actually pretty cool. And we made it through another section. I'm not really explaining the sections because I kind of want you guys to play it and kind of get a good idea of how the game works. But it's like a bubble bobble style. It's so hard. I'm playing with a controller. It'd probably be easier I'm playing with a keyboard and mouse. It's our keyboard here. It would probably be a lot easier with a controller because you'd be able to hold the controller with your left hand. And really not have too many problems. This is actually really hard. Jesus Louise, I am... Okay, keep going. I don't want to go up. I want to go to the right, so let me go to the right, please. All right, hold on. Okay. We made it through that area. Now we have this little waterway section that is just so hard to get through because we keep popping ourselves at the top of it. Let me describe the area that we're in, the room that I'm having trouble with, because that'll be easier for you to kind of get along and follow along if you're following along. The room we're having trouble with has two pillars. One's broken at the top, one's broken at the bottom. Oh, no. Okay, maybe if I iron ball at the end of that, at the end of that section, that'll allow us to get through. Okay, you've got to be in iron ball form to touch things, so this is actually really hard. And I keep dropping the iron ball form right as soon as I need to not drop the iron ball form. And the music's pretty good, actually. The music's actually fairly decent. It's decent. It's really good, but I'm having a lot of trouble with this obstacles here. I could also use the turbo keys, which are really nice. But it's like pressing A a lot really fast. So it allows a really slow descent. Okay. We made it past that one. We made it past the second one. We made it past the third. All right. We made it out of here. Awesome. and we made it up to the next area. Oh, I just died. That was bad. Let's try this up. I'm in the sky area, I think this is called. I don't know. I don't know what this area is called. It's like a sky island type area, and I just fell out. That was great. It's good stuff right there. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna float all the way down. You can float down levels now. Now that I have the float thingy, now I have the infinite float. I don't know if this will be enough. It's really not. Maybe it is. No, it's really not. Okay, so we can't do anything there. Maybe we can. Hold on. Hold that thought. Maybe we can. If I wouldn't die, you guys are like just kind of following along. I found a waterfall, so let's take this waterfall, and we're going to see what happens in the waterfall. Oh, the waterfall. I was just there. Oh. I did that. All right, let's go the other way, maybe? No, we did that already. No, we didn't. We didn't go this way. Okay. Went this way earlier, but couldn't get this way because of the blocks that were blocking our path. So, sweet. Let's break some blocks. Oh, well, poop. I said let's break some blocks and then failed at breaking blocks. All right, let's try this one more time. Block break time. All right. We're closing in on it. And boink, 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 and we broke some blocks. You'll know the block breaking when you get there. It's like a pillar of two block sets. I'm going to recommend you play this game ASAP. Now we're in a full underwater section. So this is going to be tough. This is 100% underwater. We can't leave here. I think this is where having that turbo button is going to be really handy because you can kind of limit how fast you move up and down. I'm using NES Topia to play it, but I'm pretty certain I've heard. I don't know if it works on real hardware. I'm assuming these are the guys. The person that made this also made Micromages. So I would be very, very surprised if this did not work on real hardware. That makes sense. I'd be very surprised if this did not work on real hardware. fuzzle fits. This is hard, y'all. I'm having to. Okay. Oh, I found a rubber ducky. Sorry. I don't know why I'm so excited about finding a rubber ducky. What do the rubber duckies do? Anyone who's played this game, tell me what the rubber duckies do. I'm having trouble like mapping my brain here. So I'm like, oh, I got to do two actions at once. That's just not happening. All right, we're floating down some corridors. A real Metroid-esque vibe to it, and we've got some sort of ball right here. Okay. I am dying over and over again trying to get away from the bell. And we found the double jump. Press B in midair. Okay, cool. And we entered a pipe, and we're going back up. Oh, this will allow me to get past the section I was having trouble with earlier. The area where I was like, oh, you can't get there because of it not having enough space. And it looks like we're going to get test our double jump immediately. We're in an area with another bell, so I just did that. Oh my goodness, I just did that. I did that before touching the bell. You didn't hear a bell. That means I had to go all the way back. The sound is amazing. Sound design's good. Gameplay is good. This is B-O with the... I don't know what they're called. I actually don't know what the oblonged. I don't know. Somebody will tell me, and I'll be like, yeah, that's what it's called, and I will look like a lot less of an idiot for that. So the double jump is pretty cool. It works. Go figure. And now we're going up, and literally it's just like a teleporter just taking us right up to where we want to be. So we knew we wanted to be... Son of a gun. Hold on. This is actually pretty hard. Hold on. It's focus hours. It's focus hours here at the cast. It's focus hours here at the cast as we try our damnedest to get the rubber duck of glory and... Son of a fudging tartar sauce. What the flip? I'm having so many problems with this. oh my goodness. Like, my brain is just not having any of this. I want this duck. How do I get this duck? I want this rubber duck. There's a rubber duck on clouds, and I want the duck. I want the duck, y'all. Give me the duck. That's my statement for today. If you take any one thing away from this adventure, it's give me the duck. This is actually really good. I can see myself playing a lot more of this. All right, we got the duck. The duck has been obtained. All right, now we can just now we're good. Now we're good. And we're in the clear now. We got the duck. The duck has been saved from the mighty duck, the cloud of anti-duck. That's what we're calling it now, the cloud of anti-duck. You heard it here first, folks. Cloud of anti-duck. No, there's a duck. I got another duck. There's another duck right here, and I want it. Oh, goodness. The music's so good, though. All right. No! Okay, so now there's a segment where I can't, like, let my full strength go. If I let my full strength go, I'll jump out of the water too high, and it'll kill me. All right, so we made it out of the anti-duck chamber, and now we're on clouds. And you can actually hop on clouds, so don't worry. The clouds are safe. And if you do the iron ball on the clouds over and over again, it lets you bounce you higher. Pretty cool. Okay. Ooh, another duck. Okay, we got the duck. The duck has been saved. I do like that the respawn is instantaneous. I quite enjoy that. That's nice. And there's a cloud up here. We've got to find out why. I'm assuming duck. Are we at another duck? We are at another duck. There's so many ducks. What are the ducks for? I need guidance on ducks. That's what I need guidance on. I need guidance on what ducks are for, y'all. Oh my god, I died. I'm all the way back. Oh no. Oh goodness. I got the duck though. The duck is ours. Oh goodness. How long have I been in this? About 17 minutes. Got another. Didn't get another duck, but I did get another. Oh my goodness, this is hard, y'all. This is hard hours, I tell you what. Alright, we made it through an area with too many death pits, and we found our next bell, I think. If I can reach the bell. Hold on. Got the bell. Okay, so we got our next save point. It's kind of like Super Meat Boy or I Want to Be the Guy and how it's saved, but it's not as, like, one hit kills you. Just be aware. One hit kills you, but it's not, like, difficult. It's not like you're dealing with a lot of just baddies or anything. It's just, like, the stages are the hazards, right? Okay, this is actually hard. This is concentration hours, folks. Concentration hours right here. This is where we're at in our lives. All right, so I'm able to get to the next screen, but I can't get up there. So let's use the double jump. I just fell off the stage and down like three stages. Because, you know, that's how we roll in Mighty Micro Bubble Ducks. It's called Bubble. Bobble? Bubble, bobble? I don't know if it's bubble or bobble. Oh no, I'm doubting myself and falling off the stage. What is going on with this game, y'all? Seriously, play it with a controller if you're gonna play it. Someone who's got an NES flash cart, tell me if this runs on actual hardware. I need to know. If I had an NES flash cart, I would definitely give it a shot. Or a way to burn it to real hardware, to physical hardware. I did see someone talking about possibly a physical release of this or something. I don't know. I'm unaware of the logistics of a physical release of a son of a biscuit. Okay, we found the next area, which is another water area. Which totally threw me for a loop, by the way, because I was like, oh no, I'm going to die. I didn't kill me. Where are we at now? Going into space. Okay, we're in space. We're in space, y'all. Oh, this is the end. We made it. We beat it. 20 minutes. I honestly thought it would be longer. Graphics, Nicholas Beatox. Sound code, Julius Reich. Beta test, White Hat 94, Brad B, and Hills. This is an amazing, really short game, apparently. About 20, maybe 30, maybe 35 minutes as you figure out the controls. I just picked them up really easy. I've been doing a lot of NES games on my keyboard and mouse. I kind of figured it out. We got eight. Looks like 8 ducks in the world, and we got 5 of them. So go find those ducks. Go find those magical ducks. Get the ultimate ending. I don't even know if there is an ultimate ending. I thought the clouds were moving in the background, but they are not. So that's it. What happens if we die here? Oh, you go back into the game. Okay. Well, that's really cool. That was Bobble. Special shout outs to the following folks who are also doing Bobble right now. Sound just cut out, so apologies. We have Locathor, links in the dibbly doo in the show notes. We have Troidal Power is also doing it. Skeleton House, that Skeleton House crew is also doing it. Bill at JRPG's Adventures and Trappings is doing it. Seeing if anyone else is doing it as of right now. I am recording this on Wednesday, by the way, so if I haven't named everyone, they will be in the show notes below. You want to go check them out. Here's some more of that awesome music to play us out. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.